KORN News Radio Sports. It is Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan softball and baseball start to wind down their regular season. Softball will be at Dort on Thursday for a 4 p.m. doubleheader. The Tigers are 16-2 in the GPAC in first place, currently with a two-game lead over Midland and Morningside, with just four regular season games remaining. Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they'll be back in action on Friday. They'll be at Mount Marty for a 5 p.m. doubleheader. Tigers are in a three-way tie with Mount Marty and Hastings for the 7 seed in the GPAC. The Minnesota Twins have placed a right-hander Mick Abel on the 15-day injured list with right elbow inflammation. The move was made yesterday, retroactive to Friday. The 24-year-old has a 3.98 ERA in four games this year, set a career high last week with 10 strikeouts over seven shutout innings versus the Boston Red Sox. Abel has not allowed a run in his past 14 innings. Major League Baseball from last night. The Dodgers' Max Muncy went 4-for-4, hit two home runs, scored four times, as LA hit five long balls, defeating Colorado 12-3. Baltimore Orioles would get a grand slam from Leodis Tavares in a five-run 12th inning as the Orioles would defeat the Royals 7-5 in extras. Kansas City, they've lost eight straight. The Cubs' Colin Ray pitching in the seventh inning as Chicago beat Philadelphia 5-1. Cubs have won six in a row. Meanwhile, the Phillies, they've lost seven of their past eight. First place Atlanta Braves would continue to roll. They've won six in a row. They beat Washington 9-4. Braves would break it open last night with a five-run sixth inning. Boston pinch hitter Zdane Rafaela would hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the seventh. Red Sox beats Detroit 8-6. Toronto's Dylan Cease with 12 strikeouts in just five innings last night as the Blue Jays beat the Angels 5-2. The first place Sacramento Athletics overcame an early three-run deficit. They would defeat Seattle 6-4. The A's Carlos Cortez was 4-for-5 last night, including a home run. Cincinnati Reds, they won four in a row as they beat Tampa Bay 6-1. Cincinnati rookie Sal Stewart hit his eighth home run of the season. He would also double, steal a base, and score twice. Houston Astros beat Cleveland 9-2, just the third victory in the last 15 games for Houston. They would get two home runs, first two home runs of the season for Isaac Paredes. Miami would defeat to St. Louis 5-3. That snaps the Cardinals' five-game winning streak. And Dodgers closer Edwin Diaz, he'll undergo surgery to remove loose bodies from his elbow. He's expected to miss the next 3 months. Diaz, with a 10.5 ERA in seven appearances this year, gave up three runs without recording an out in Sunday's loss at Colorado. The PGA Tour announced yesterday that they will not hold an event in Hawaii next year. That'll mark the first time in 56 years that will not include a stop over in Hawaii. That decision follows the cancellation of a tournament earlier this year on Maui, where drought conditions and a water dispute have impacted the golf course. The tour officials confirmed yesterday that the event will not return in 2027. Meanwhile, the Sony Open on Oahu is also in transition as its current sponsorship cycle ends. And that's Look At Your Sports for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.